I have a prop today. Many of you may appreciate this sign. It says, I'm so busy, dot, 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 that I don't know if I found my rope or lost a horse. So my older sister gave me that sign years ago, probably when I was trying to find balance between school, my internship at the hospital, my kids' needs, my spouse's needs, my needs, and life overall. I think she knew that I'm very good at times of being so busy that I can become lost. Either when I forget what I'm going to do next, or become lost because my GPS isn't up to date as needed, or I feel cut off and floating within my relationship with God. I've been given a good example, however, from the many women who have walked part of my path with me. From my grandmothers, who loved me unconditionally, they, along with my mom and many aunts, showed me that it was okay to be lost, but also how to be self-reliant and reliant in my relationship with the Creator God. The many women who are either a mother of the heart, my guides and my encouragers, all for whom I am very thankful for. However, I have also encountered those who became harmful to my path and how I viewed myself. For today, I am looking back to those women who breathed life and encouraged space for me to recalibrate. I think of those times when I needed to be anchored, to be reassured, or given a map and compass to find my way forward. Each time, there was someone on my path to point me back to my relationship with God and joined me for a short time on the journey. Each woman, in their own way, encouraged me to be willing to pause, to quiet my thoughts so I could listen and feel God tapping me on the shoulder, then remain open to be adjusted to go forward hand in hand with God. We see this in the psalm being attributed to David today, noting that he was taking a moment to be readjusted, taking time to recall and share how he viewed his relationship to God. Because of his shepherding background, he could relate to the metaphor of a shepherd. He knew that others hearing this, either at the time or in the future, might understand his metaphor. They would understand the terms used within the psalm because many of them had livestock they tended to and showed care because it was their livelihood. Even if we've never owned livestock, many of us have perhaps owned pets that we showed care for, or showed care for another human being, or had someone show us care. In the psalm, we can find reassurance in and through our relationship and understanding of God. Perhaps even creating space to view God in a different light than what we've been given in the past. Within these words, we see not only promises, but acts of faith and hope when life seems bleak. When life seems hopeless, or the circumstances we found ourselves in, our way forward hasn't been given to us or made clear yet. However, when we look at these words composed, it can be a testament to God's loving care, guidance, and provision for all the beloved children. We can hold these words as an assurance of God's promise to us when we are in a difficult situation or when the light of God has been overshadowed by what we may be experiencing currently. Then, they become a fountain to renew, the waters become a fountain to renew our parched mouths, removed the dust from our skin, and to remember our baptismal promises, and we can be restored once more. They can be used as a connection with nature that surrounds us, and to give and have hope that there will be space to rest that has been promised to us. These words can also be used to have a reassurance to us that God has not left us to wander alone, but continually walks beside us, steering and guiding us away from the paths that and help to alleviate our fears. For David, he found and most likely relied on God fulfilling his needs, giving him space to rest and be restored within his soul. He had faith and hope in God's continued guidance, even when he messed up, or was fearful of future or being attacked. He took comfort in being in communion with God, receiving the anointing of blessing and restoring. For us, there is a beauty to this psalm that we are reminded of, a beauty that we can recall when being overshadowed by darkness and carrying with us that hope. For some, it can be the breakthrough of seeing God as a harsh, judgmental God instead of knowing a God who loves us and who is present with us. He is, in fact, our guide and our comforter throughout all the parts of our lives. God, who is essential to all the pieces needed and movements within our journey of faith. The God that we have promises of never leaving us nor forsaking us through the actions and life of Christ, who is fully God and fully human, who sees us both as sinners and saints, along with the dualness of our nature that lives within us, giving ourselves permission to be lost, to rest, to listen and be restored. It gives us permission to let go of the stereotypes that we may hold. It gives us space for forgiveness to those who have caused us harm, acknowledging the mixed emotions that we may have that surround Mother's Day, while giving ourselves opportunities to recall those women who have walked alongside us and celebrate those who are mothers by choice or by heart, because they have pointed us towards God through either their actions or words. Our God, whom we are in relationship with, who is reliable and cannot be separated from us. For God is with us always, even when we feel lost. Amen.